The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I want to ask you a question about freedom. Can you name the freedoms that you dislike, that you even maybe hate, that you find repugnant, but that if you're consistent in your thinking, you have to support? You know, I see a lot of people thinking this freedom is like this utopia, this thing where it always has this happy ending, this freedom is just awesome. Freedom should make you uncomfortable. Freedom should put you against the wall and have some undesirable outcomes if you truly believe in eternal freedoms. So many people today I meet believe in their version of freedom. That's still a form of tyranny. It's not your version of freedom or my version of freedom. It is an eternal vision of freedom. So I'd ask you this weekend to think, can you name the freedoms that you dislike, but you must support? I'll give you some examples that I have, that are my examples. These may be apt for you, maybe not. Drugs. I have never done drugs, never will. Never saw the appeal. But I've seen the negative impacts they have on society. I've seen the negative impacts they have on families. I've seen the negative impacts they've had on people, on their financial statement. I've seen all the bad side of drugs that are no benefit. But drugs comes down to two questions for me. Does a government have the right to tell you what you can or can't do with your own body? And is the government your nanny? The answer to those two fundamental eternal truths is no. So therefore, how can I tell you you can't do drugs? Let's move on to another example. Speech. I have seen in America, in Ireland, around the world, some of the most vile, repugnant, disgusting speech on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, in the media. It's repugnant. It's disgusting. Do they have a right to say what they say? Or can I just come along and say, no, you can't say that. No, you must shut up. I have a right to silence you. No. Because people have a right to their opinions. People have a right to free speech. Even if I don't like us. Even if you don't like us. America right now is talking again, once again, about Louis Farrakhan. Great that you're talking about him. This guy has been a bad guy for the longest time. I've seen him say some of the most vile, disgusting things. But do I have a right to say he cannot say them? I can't say I can. Let me even give you another example. I love your flag. I love what your flag represents. I love the history of it. I love the traditions of it. I even love the flag code. I find it disgusting. I find it repugnant when I see someone set that flag on fire. It makes my skin crawl. It makes me upset for the people who clearly do not understand what that flag represents. The history, the lineage, their traditions. But do I have a right to tell someone they can't set it on fire? I know this upsets a lot of conservatives when I say this. I can't find it in me. I cannot find eternal principles that says I can tell you what you can or can't do. But even the system of American government is so great. The great thing about the American government is, and a lot of people won't like what I'm about to say because it's a freedom, you have a freedom to practice socialism in America if you do it the right way. Your founders are so inspired. They set up a system of government where even socialism could work. Except socialists don't want to take advantage of it. And that system is called the 10th Amendment, states' rights, and federalism. If actually people who wanted to be socialists had any sense and had any logic, what they would do is they would take, I don't know, a state like Boston, Massachusetts, and go, we're not going to tell it. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution has the enumerated powers. That's for the federal government. That's for the House. That's for the Senate. And that's for the presidency. Everything else the Constitution says is up to the states. We are going to run a socialism model. We are going to turn Massachusetts into the utopia. And we're going to prove people like you wrong that socialism can work. And then what would happen if they proved it? Other states would follow. You'd have California, you'd have Vermont, you'd have Connecticut. They would all follow that example. They don't do that. You have a system of government that lets you practice, be free to practice socialism through the state's rights, through the 10th Amendment. I find it disgusting. I think socialism is wrong. I think it's immoral. But you still have that option. You have that freedom. Gay marriage. I'm a Christian. I believe marriage is one man and one woman. But do two gay people have a right to get married? Absolutely. They can do what they want. As long as you're not making Christians be and participate, once it's not a Christian in a Christian church, you're not forcing them to bake cakes. But I don't understand why government is involved in any marriage, gay, straight, or anybody else. What freedoms do you support that you do not like? Or maybe even find repugnant? We need to have these conversations with ourselves. We need to self-reflect, but we need to also have them with other people. Because lots of people today are talking about my truth, not the eternal truths. And many people today are talking about my version of freedom and wrapping it up in freedom. Irish people think they have freedom. They don't. They have a version of it in very small aspects of it. England thinks they have freedom. They don't. They have very small aspects. It's time to stop thinking about my truth and my version of freedom and start focusing on eternal truths and eternal messages of freedom. And the only way you get to eternal messages of freedom and real freedom, and not your version of freedom, is if you support freedoms that you dislike. I'll leave you with a quote, Voltaire. I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. How many people truly have that attitude today? How many people are truly willing to fight to the death for something they don't agree with, but because it is immorally true?
You're listening to Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.